Oh, yeah, one of my all-time favorites. I've never played that with any other band except Bobby's band, but the Painted Gate Polka. Really love that song. Always had a fun time playing that. So that wraps up that set. And I was just thinking, I'm so busy talking about everything, I haven't recapped the songs we've heard. So go to the, make sure you go to the playlist page if you're curious about any of them. Any of the songs, which ones they were, something you may not be familiar with. I'm not going to go through and recap all of them again. But the list is up on the playlist page. So where were we? Like I said, I left the band about 1988. Bobby kept going. Like I said, Bobby, he was huge. Easily one of the biggest bands in the state, along with the Vrajals. A lot of people say the Mayaks. I never thought they were that huge. I mean, they've been around forever, but not on the level of like the Vrajals or Bobby Jones. And so everything was just going along. You know, Bobby, like I said, was bigger than ever. He had taken tours to the Czech Republic, you know, one of those big fan tours, we get all your fans to join along and go. They were in a movie called Schultz's Got the Blues. If you look that up on YouTube, you can watch the full movie and actually see Bobby Jones and his band in that movie. I have a clip that Glenn Lacina sent me along with the actual DVD of the full movie. I'm going to try to extract a larger scene. The one Glenn sent me is just them playing in the movie, but there's actually a part after that where Bobby talks to the main character, Schultze, which I always thought was kind of funny, so I'd kind of like to see if I can extract that full scene with Bobby Jones. But there they are, they're in movies, you know. Pretty much you would think on top of the world. And then right about this time, in fact, it's probably been a couple of months, but just a little over 6 years ago to the day, I believe it was a Friday night, Bobby Jones called up his band members, said that he had to cancel the dances for that particular weekend, said he would tell them about it later why, but just told them, you know, we're not going to do any dances this weekend, so he had the weekend off. Then I believe he called the Halls and told them that the band wasn't going to be able to make it. And basically, that's the last time anybody ever heard from Bobby Jones again. Bobby G used to do a radio show on KULP, the local station down there in El Campo. I believe he didn't show up the next day for his Saturday morning show. And, you know, of course, this radio station didn't know what was going on, so they called. Bobby could never get hold of him. I think they eventually got the police involved to see if they could figure out where he was. Went to his house. He wasn't there. And at some point, I don't know if it was the same day, the next day or whatever, they found Bobby's license plate down by the Colorado River in Wharton, along with what looked like tire tracks leading through the weeds into the water. And that was the only clue they ever had to where whatever happened to Bobby Jones. At the time, it was one of the rare times, given the drought we have now, that we actually had a ton of rain in this area, Central Texas. And right at that time, the Colorado River was almost at flood stage. It was really high. It was moving really fast. The DPS, they brought in some sonar, and they thought they found a car and located a car right near that area under the water. But the current was so swift and so high, there was no way for divers to get in there. So they basically had to wait about 2 weeks for the river to finally go back down, where it would be safe enough for those divers to get in there and investigate. And by the time the 2 weeks came around, somehow, mysteriously, the object or whatever they thought was a car had disappeared. Whether it got washed away, whatever. Nobody's been able to explain it, but what was there was now gone. And supposedly they took sonar and went all the way down the river to the dam in Bay City and never could locate that object. Just vanished. And that's pretty much what happened to Bobby Jones. He vanished. Nobody knows. Like I said, just to be, you know, practically the biggest polka band in the state, have everything going for you, be playing forever every weekend, and then just disappear. I mean, it's, you couldn't make that up. That's a movie, you know. And to this day, nobody knows what happened to Bobby. A lot of people have theories. Did he commit suicide? Did he fake his own death? Who knows? You know, honestly, I think he committed suicide. As to the why, that's a whole nother can of worms that people have their theories on. I've got a couple of ideas, but I'm not going to talk about them here, you know. It's not for me to say publicly. Like I said, everybody has their own ideas. There's a few theories floating around. Some of them don't cast the best light. Like I said, that's why I'm not going to repeat anything. But knowing Bobby for the few years I did, you know, like I said, I have certain ideas that I could argue if I had to. But the overall is that he just disappeared, and he's gone. And it's the strangest story anybody's ever come up with, you know? And so in the aftermath, the band, you know, what are they going to do? They kind of let it go for a while. I know Bobby's sister Becky did not want the Bobby Jones Orchestra, or Check Band as it was now called, to continue under that name for sure. So Bob Suddy, who was played trombone and vocals, I think maybe did accordion too, in Bobby's band, decided he would pick up the pieces and start a new band called the Texas Legacy Check Band, the legacy being legacy in memory of Bobby Jones. But the band kind of scattered. Harvey Ficus, who played with Bobby forever, he is now playing with the Lazy Farmers Polka Band. Joe Zetka Jr. eventually did wind up back playing in Bobby, or in the Texas Legacy Check Band again. Papa Joe, of course, passed away about 11 years ago, unfortunately. Teresa, I don't think she plays with anybody. So it's just kind of, you know, all the band members have all kind of moved on to different things. And like I said, the Texas Legacy Check Band kind of took over Bobby's spot. You know, a lot of these church bazaars and things like that, they pretty much have the same band every year. So a lot of these things are locked in. So a lot of Bobby's dances that he had locked in forever, that band took over. But I think over time, some of the other bands have kind of managed to wrestle away some of those gigs. It's very cutthroat. You wouldn't think it is. You would think everything is all fine and dandy down here in Texas with the polka scene and everybody's just having a good time. But back behind the scenes, it can get pretty nefarious. Unfortunately, we don't do that. We just go out and have a good time. And you know, if somebody wants to hire us, great. I'm not going to go beat down somebody's door. I'm not going to talk bad about another band in order to try to get a gig. But unfortunately, other bands do that. And what can you do? But that's just kind of one of the upshot of a big band like that leaving a hole, is everybody tries to seize an opportunity. Unfortunately, they start seeing dollar signs or whatever and say, hey, we can steal that gig now that he's gone. And, you know, kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But I'm kind of rambling there. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up and feature a few songs from after I left the Bobby Jones Band, when they finally did make his first CD. You can hear Once on a Sunday Waltz, Polka Time in Texas, which was their big hit off that album, the Sunshine Polka, You and Me, and then we're going to go back to the Houston Dance from 1985 and wrap it up with the song that Bobby always ended his dances with, Dobra Noc, Mami La, Good Night, My Darling Waltz, kind of fitting, like I said, the every single dance I ever played with Bobby, that was always our last song. That was his signature final song. So, hope you've enjoyed this look at the Bobby Jones Orchestra, Bobby Jones Czech Band, and kind of the strange history of it, especially the ending. You know, like I said, it's it could definitely be made into a movie. You know, it's a very strange situation. But I had a great time playing with Bobby, and you know, wish he was still around. He was a fun guy. And still have the memories, though. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next month with another show. I already have the music picked out, ready to go, so it'll be a lot quicker next time. Until then, everybody take care. We'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
Thank you. without your love, what would life be? And I feel the same about you, darling. We belong together, you and me. We'll share life's joys and my sorrows. You belong to me, I belong to you. 'Cause when you hold my hands, the sun shines brighter. When you smile at me, I lose my blues. Don't ever let nothing ever come between us. Think how lonesome life apart would be. That's because you'll never change me, darling. Your love means the most in life to me. Of life.
you will listen to Bill Sloan.
See y'all 3 o'clock this afternoon.